What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 4, The Empire Strikes Back Changes. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, next up is The Empire Strikes Back, and yes, I guess the episode number is probably one of the changes.
It's the same remark.
Are they gonna have the striking back powers like they did in the game, Bill? Is it gonna strike back?
What was next?
With a vengeance?
Okay. The actual snow creature.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we actually see
him. I'm in love with that idea that we actually got to see him
that entire
sitting
scene
in the cave
made
eating the arm and whatever. And I was like, yeah, that. I'm 100% for that scene. I think that really added some
poor
life.
Poor Tauntaun. Many Tauntauns died in the making of this film.
Okay. The next one.
Granted, only two of them died.
The Empire attacking the base.
Oh,
some enhancements.
The AT-AT enhancements and whatnot.
Well, not just that, but the Rebel fighters, the insides, I think originally you could actually see through, I guess, their vision or something. But they enhanced that, and they did a lot more enhancements on...
They digitally re-enhanced the entire fight scene, adding small effects, like where you could see like the gears and things a little better, and like the little flashing lights inside the cockpits, and
The lasers looked better.
And when they flew over the landscape, all the background of the landscape is enhanced with more dunes and a little more snow, and the white is way white now, and... Like, it looks a lot more, brings you into that world a little more. Like, the first time I watched it on Blu-ray, I remember being like, wow. Like, watching the A-Wing swoop around and shit, I was like, holy shit, like, it looks amazing. So I really have no complaint with that.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, they did have a couple A-Wings flying around with the snow speeders. I forgot about that.
Yep.
I would not want to fly an A-Wing.
Snow speeders? The A-Wings are primarily what fought that battle.
It was the snow speeders. Snow speeders are modified A-Wings.
Yeah, A-Wings.
Yeah, but they became snow speeders.
You can call them whatever they want, but they are A-Wings that are adapted for...
Atmospheric battle.
Yeah, they're still A-Wings.
With tow cables in a second gunner spot. Still no shields, though, because A-Wings don't have shields.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
A-Wings have the extreme speed at the sacrifice of almost all their shielding.
They specifically say, while they're fighting, Luke says, put all on the frontward shields. He specifically
says... There's a reason! Because their shields suck!
You said they don't have them at all!
They
have shields!
They basically don't! Compared to an X-Wing, they really don't. Compared to a Y-Wing, they don't have shields.
But every ship has shields.
A wet paper bag is their shield.
No, they survive a couple. Luke gets hit like fucking 9 times. He's like, boom, 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 boom. And then finally one gets through and he's like, oh shit, we got hit.
And he's like, looking back, my gunner's dead.
Like, the whole time they're flying,
you see shit
bouncing off the shield.
I think his name was Dax, because even in the Family Guy thing, he's like, oh, so how you feeling, Dax? He's like, oh, I think I can take on the whole Empire by myself. It's like, oh, did you guys hear that? Dax said he's got this. Yeah! Suck it, Empire!
Yeah, like, that's... They have plenty of shields. I don't know why you think they don't.
Because looking at
maybe
the specs,
in the video games.
No, looking at the specs for
there
them,
were
their
no
shields
specs.
Sucks. Yeah, there are.
No, there's not.
Just keep talking.
Look up anything you want. You know why there's no specs? Because all outside sources are now non-canon.
Specs. There we go. Fuck you, Disney. Thank you.
There are no specs. It is a fantasy world. None of the comic books, none of the side books, none of the Dark Empire, nothing. None of it happened.
Yeah, because Disney sucks all the dicks.
Okay. Now, yeah, I wish the, that...
Because George Lucas was cool with it.
It wasn't just Disney that made that decision, to be fair.
George Lucas was cool with the outer, you know, the expanded universe.
Yeah.
I still gonna blame the Disney.
What's
as much
next?
As I can.
The next little change is the Emperor during his little conversation.
Oh
with
yeah, that was terrible in the original. They had the glue like fake gorilla eyes on him.
Oh yeah.
Now the newer guy who played the Emperor instead of
which looks better.
Newer guy. Aren't they the same actor?
I know.
I think they are. Well, let me take a look. I think they might have been when it came to
it's
the Return
of the
Jedi. It's
just that I think it's the same actor because if I remember right, they had to add prosthetics to make him look old in the original movies, and then in the new movies, they didn't have to add all that many prosthetics because he was old.
Plus, you know, they could have digitized any change too, so.
Clive Revel was the Emperor in Empire Strikes Back.
Well, they're gonna
hold on. Return of the Jedi. I'm sorry, I'm not functioning 100% because my good typing hand. Ian McDiarmid was the Emperor in Return of the Jedi. And he was also the Emperor in...
Everything else.
So it was a different Emperor.
So it's... I know that they replaced the guy from the fourth movie, but that's one dude that got replaced that doesn't hurt that much. Right, it doesn't hurt that much because since the other guy played the Emperor for every single other time, it's kind of... I don't see an issue with this one.
Yeah, technically that would almost make it better because of the scene.
Because
there's not that one out of place Emperor.
Plus that like piece of eye sticking out too.
Yeah, that really weird. Because they mixed that. The prosthetics were terrible in that scene.
They were terrible. They basically glued gorilla eyes on the guy.
Yeah. So yeah, this was one for.
Well, you do. You work with what you got, and what we got is a.
What's next?
You know.
Okay.
Old Cloud City.
One thing we didn't mention, I don't know why we keep missing things.
I forgot about that.
All the Stormtroopers' voices have been replaced in all the movies.
Oh, shit, they were.
Well, technically that's going to kind of come
and
out.
And Boba
later.
Fett's voice has been
that's
replaced.
Later.
Yeah, but that was in the first movie that we didn't even mention it.
Boba
all
Fett
of the Stormtroopers' talk. Voices have been changed.
That's true, though. They
when they speak, they now speak with that one dude's voice.
Jango Fett?
Yeah.
Well, it's because that's the way they had it newly set up because of,
Yeah, but Boba Fett's voice change was like late the next
that's
one.
That's fine.
Well, as a technicality, by then, it shouldn't be all of them, though, because not all of them are clones.
Okay, so.
So, that right there is already a screw-up because there shouldn't be that many clones left.
Why not? The factories are still operating.
I thought they were destroyed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who destroyed them.
These are stormtroopers.
I thought they got just
clone troopers.
Who destroyed them?
I figured they were destroyed during the Clone Wars stuff.
The Empire won the Clone Wars because of those factories. In fact, they defended those factories against the Jedi. The Jedi. We were the Empire was the Jedi during the Clone Wars.
I never finished all the Clone Wars. That was yours. I just thought I saw some stuff where it was getting blown out. I don't know.
No, the Clone Wars ends on Episode 3.
Yeah.
The last
I was talking about the Clone Wars show that happens between Episodes 3 and 4.
No, between 2 and 3. The Clone Wars is long done when Luke is born.
Oh, shit.
The end of the Clone Wars is Episode 3.
Well, my bad, damn it.
Yeah, like with...
Disregard me! I'm trying to focus on not feeling pain right now, okay? Leave me alone.
Okay, Cloud City. The enhancements to the Cloud City.
Are we better. Good or bad on the Stormtrooper voices? We gotta add that to
technically
the
Technically, it'll go into
I'm
Stormtrooper
neutral.
And
you're
Boba
neutral.
Fett.
Okay.
Because...
It has to go kind of in both.
Not the first movie. We're on episode 4 again, because we didn't mention that.
Honestly,
I didn't really
because they were not specified as clone troopers, yeah. I have a problem with it. Because clone troopers had a completely different uniform than
they were still
stormtroopers. They were different.
Well, the helmets are going to change for this next set of movies. They're still going to be stormtroopers. Yeah. Armor changes.
That's true. I don't know. It's just,
If I had a clone factory, you better believe that I wouldn't turn it off just because I won a war.
I like the idea that there are actually normal guys.
Well, there are a lot of normal guys, but they all wear actual military uniforms.
No, I was meaning, like, normal guys as the stormtroopers. Because not every single normal guy is going to come in and be an officer.
It makes perfect sense that they're still clones because of Leia's comment. Leia's comment never made sense. Throughout all the years that you ever watched Star Wars,
aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper?
It's impossible for her to make that comment when he walks in the door and she says, aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper? How does she know that shit? They all the same size?
All right, never mind. I guess that is a positive.
What about the stormtrooper who banged his head?
Like, I'm just saying.
Oh, wait, yeah, wait a minute. No,
I'm
fuck
just saying,
that.
She can't make a comment like that legitimately.
Because there's that stormtrooper who did bash his head.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right, but I'm just simply saying, like, while there might still be some normal people amongst them, I think a good herd of them are still clones.
There could still be a lot of clones out there, but they also had to do normal
in fact,
people, too.
In the expanded universe that is no longer canonical, a lot of the stormtroopers are still clones. Because they even find the old clone trooper abandoned on a planet, and he becomes a part of Luke's rebels.
Yeah, I remember reading about something like that happening.
And he actually fights a squad of new clones and makes them look like a joke because his experience is far beyond what they're getting with new batches. Because each batch of clones, the material has decayed
a
little bit. So the new clones are nothing as powerful as what the clone troopers were.
Which is probably why their aim was so horrible.
I can't see shit!
I can hit the broadside of a barn, I swear!
Because only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
But for something like that,
miss you at point blank range.
But for the stormtrooper voice stuff, it doesn't seem that major. So
it is a change. You have to give
it
positive
change,
or negative or something.
I can't go either way.
Honestly, I'll give it a negative.
I think if they're clones, it's positive because they all have the same voice.
But the thing is, we even said there's probably
real people
mixed in
as well. So.
Some, yes.
So having every single stormtrooper talk the same voice.
They did
it throughout the entire 5 years of Clone Wars and the entire 9 years of Episode 1, 2, and 3. Nobody saw an issue with it.
Alright, let's just put it as a positive and fuck it.
If you're negative, I'm putting you as negative and I'm a positive. We need these two now.
I'm going to go with neutral, like I said earlier.
Negative and positive.
I have to go both. Negative.
Then this just got Mark on both sides. Go.
Okay. Cloud City.
Looks awesome. Way better than it did.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not
just the outside models, but when they're in the city, out the windows, it's the same idea, too.
And then coming into Cloud City, just all the clouds and stuff for Bespin look better. All
right. What's next?
Okay. Next,
we're just cruising now.
It is Boba Fett's voice change to the actual actor.
Hate it. There's only one reason.
To the actor who was...
Assumed that even after I saw the other three episodes and realized Boba Fett was a clone, I always thought Boba Fett had some sort of fucked up voice modulator in his helmet or something, because when the original actor talked, he was always like, what if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me. And I was like, that dude is fucking awesome! And then it came to the episode 5 again on the Blu-ray, and that actor's voice came out, just simply being that actor's voice, and there was something that was really offsetting about it.
Because it was going through an intercom or anything. Because
when
you had to.
When you're the best bounty hunter in the entire world,
You
imagine you don't want to give everybody your real voice to fucking track you down.
Yeah, I should have had some kind of thing to buffered or something.
He should have had a modulator attack or.
That's what I always.
So that's a negative.
I always
for calling people.
It's kind of like
is this Boba Fett?
When they got rid of the voice actor for fucking Gray Fox, I felt the same way. There was something not as impactful. It felt weaker. Yes, no?
What?
Good, bad?
So far,
me and him are bad.
What, for Boba Fett?
Yeah.
I find it bad.
It's bad.
It's negative.
It's terrible.
Yeah, negative.
Yeah,
it's horrible news.
It's horrible.
you changed my voice again. I'm stab you in the face with a Sonic 9.
I don't know, don't get me wrong. If they ever change Boba Fett,
If it was suddenly like, how? Hi, kids. Joe Powell. Boba Fett. I'm a bounty hunter. I got a fever.
What's the only
prescription
is more jetpack.
More Han Solo and Carbonite. Pow!
What's next?
Okay, the next one I got.
Meet my good friend Morgan
is
Freeman.
Again the digitally enhanced lightsaber duel.
I think all those are always a plus.
Yep. Yeah. It looks better.
And I think that is the last one for the Empire Strikes Back that I got down.
Empire had the least amount of changes of all three movies.
Yeah, it did.
Yay, my hand's numb.
Well.
Numb hand.
I feel like I'm going to get massacred here. Because, once again, we have come up with the fact that the fifth movie is better for all the changes added.
I mean, there
is still better.
It's because there was good changes that needed to happen, like the Emperor.
And the snow creature.
And the snow creature.
And the Cloud City.
And Cloud City. And the lightsaber duel. And the Imperial attack.
The
only thing that didn't need to change was Boba Fett's fucking voice.
I still want to see the originals come out in Blu-ray, because I would love to just be able to watch them and fall back into my childhood.
No,
but looking
you
at
know
this,
what I would like? I would like the ability to have them playing at the same time on the same screen. That would be nice. That way you can see, like, half the screen's going to be, like, or, like, we'll just split it, like, top
I like what
section.
Star Trek did. Star Trek gave you the new one and the old one, and you just hit a button and it switches back to the original
footage.
Kind of
like
they
did with Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary.
That's what they did with Star Trek, and I've been able to watch and see how the changes
like
made
that.
It better.
I would like that, but...
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.